So like just transition from like, oh, I saw this movie. Oh my God, I hated it. Hey.
Just right like there. That. Hey, did you see House of Gucci yet?
No, how was it?
What's your pronoun? Like that?
That was good. That was good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It is.
It's not the holiday season. It's Christmas time. God damn it.
I will say I was in Michael's Arts and Crafts getting more decorations for our home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very strictly a Merry Christmas environment. Like there were no happy holidays. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really brought me back to like, the 90s, you know, like, whoa.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is down here in Texas. It's the 90s. I think my favorite ongoing thing is the Dom telling me, and people are like, huh, never met a Jew before. I'm like, what?
Is that happening still to you, Nadav?
Well, no, I'm a C now.
Well,
I'm
on
Team JC.
But it was an early
experience. Before your conversion.
No, yeah, that really threw me off.
Yeah.
It was very weird. It was a weird sentence that someone decided to say out loud.
Yeah. You
know?
On top of that, it's a weird reality, right? Like that someone's just like, not just saying it, but you're like, that is your experience. That the person's like, whoa, for real?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, pretty cool. Because I moved out of J-Town and into C-Town.
Yeah. Are you finding, have you met any J's?
I mean, other than going to Jew Boy Sub Shop, who I guess is half J, that's the most J I've seen out here.
Yeah.
So.
Good sandwich, right?
Great sandwich. Really great sandwich.
I went to J Boy Burgers like a couple months ago.
Right.
It was really good.
Yeah, he reached out to me. He's just like, hey, come over and have a burger with me. I'm like, okay. I mean, I don't really like to associate with J's anymore, but I will do it, you know, as a formality.
Yeah, or just as a good Christian. A good Christian would do that.
Right. Do unto others.
That's right.
Yeah. It is bold of him to call it Jew Boy Burgers and Jew Boy.
I think it would. Can you imagine if the guy was like, no, I'm Baptist. I just said, fuck him. But at least he is half, you know. Yeah. And then probably, I bet a lot of people were like, let's go to the fucking. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's a smart plan. It would be like me opening up a burger place and calling it Dumb Broads.
Yeah.
You know, you stupid bitch. And then they're like, well, a stupid bitch works here. No wonder it sucks so bad.
Right. But also, you know, I think you have to be a woman to open Dumb Broads Burgers, you know?
Dumb Broads. Yeah, yeah.
If a guy does it, you're like, you can't do that, man.
You got to be that group. Yeah, stupid bitch burgers.
Right.
Dude, I would make a fucking killing off stupid bitch burgers.
Probably.
And what if they were all like sloppily made and dumb too?
No, I think the thing is you want to make them killer.
Oh.
You want to make them like really good so people are like, have you been to Dumb Bitch Burgers? Like, that place is the best.
Yeah, but I call them really fucked up shit.
Yes, that you could do, but you want the product to be great.
Yeah.
Like the funny thing is that the J-Boy Burger is real good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dumb Bitch Burger would have like the morning after pill burger. Yeah. Like, oops, I fucked up. You know, like that kind of.
I keep fucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do math burger.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't drive for shit burger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I can't balance my own checkbook burger. Stuff like that. You'd say like you love it.
Yeah.
You and your dad love that kind of stuff. Dumb broads.
I think he likes it the most.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah, I don't know geography burger. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, most of those things are pretty accurate, you just said.
Yeah. For me?
Yeah.
Definitely. I have a loose grasp of current events. But I'm very excited about the new Sex and the City. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm worried about. What's that going to be like without Samantha? That's what I think about most.
And how do they, do you know how, I think I saw a blurb that they had to come up with some way to write her out of it.
Right? Yeah, friendships change.
Oh.
People changes. We learned that from Stevie.
Bobby Lee's that has a part in the new one.
It certainly does. Yeah. I've been following it on Instagram, all the teasers and stuff.
Does he get to smash or what?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't want to reveal anything, but this is my news. This is my form of the news.
That's good.
Is she wearing the same belt she wore in the 90s?
That tells me I don't know what's happening in the world, and I don't want to know.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I feel like I had enough last year of knowing what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm all done knowing. I don't need to know anymore. I know enough now.
I did actually, for somebody that I really have always been into reading, you know, the news and stuff, I got news fatigue too.
Really?
I did, yeah. I mean, I still have some idea, but I'm not as well informed as I was. I just got too exhausted by all of it.
Samesies. I feel like I need a break from the world and, you know, I can't do it anymore. Too tired. Just too focusing tired on my small little world.
Yeah.
That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you want to talk about stand-up dates?
If you want to.
I'd love to butt plug some dates.
It's fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
COVID, you know, 19 virus.
Where are you going to be?
I'm in Brea January 14th and 15th getting ready to tape my special at the Gramercy Theater in Jew Dork Titties. Those shows sold out so fast. So thank you to everybody. I'm looking forward very much to seeing you. I come back. I do Cap City February 2nd, 16th, and then the Miami Improv at the end of February. And then keep going. And then I do Tampa, Florida, Austin again. And then in LA, I'm doing the Netflix Comedy Festival at the Regent Theater May 3rd. Get your tickets. And then the Irvine Improv May 20th, 21st. The Borgata in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And then, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that incorrectly?
Good. I like it.
The Borgata. And then Momston, Mass, Sad, Huge Tits at the Wilbur. In June 5th, right now.
That's great.
That's really nice.
Really good.
We were fuck partners.
I am doing two shows on New Year's Eve at the Hawaii Theater in Honolulu, Hawaii. The early show is sold out. I think there's a few tickets left for the late show, which will take us right up to, I think, midnight, I think.
Be Jew hair.
Or close to around there, so... New Year's Eve. And then there's a bunch of dates on sale at TomSegura.com. I will be on the road a lot in 2022 and 23 and 24 and 25. So I'm coming everywhere world tour. Check it out. You ready?
Ready.
This opening clip. Let's do it, man.
And Ricky, I know dejection, but what happened from the 20RT's vantage point?
Well, I mean, clearly the fucking 28's a retard. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. We're over here making laughs. He just wants to fucking wreck all the log cars. Hopefully someone dumps his stupid ass.
Obviously, Ricky Thornton Jr. not very pleased.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Yo, mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Suwu.
There's a bottle opener there because barf sat there the last 2 days.
Yeah, I can still smell
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This room smells like cigarettes, like stale cigarettes and alcohol. It's like Bert lived here for 24 hours.
He was actually only here for a couple hours, and that's yeah. that's like the effect Bert. He has on a room. Yeah.
His skin smells like this a lot.
Yeah.
Like when you give him a hug.
He looks like, the way he smells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough.
Ooh, it's deep in here. You guys really blew it out.
He insisted.
Yeah. What yeah. did you do?
I succumbed to peer pressure. We partook and consumed marijuana.
Okay.
Cigars.
You smoked it? You smoked?
Yeah, we smoked it. We smoked cigars.
Dang.
And I had some Añejo tequila.
Nice.
And then he had some, and then he had like fucking 14 beers.
And then he got on a plane, right?
I think a bus.
A bus.
And then, yeah. You should see, and this is considered him dialing it down. Like, his guys that he rolls with are like, Dave Williamson came by and was like, it's a real nice break. Like, he worked out this morning. He's like,
oh my gosh, that's
like,
wild.
He's like, it's nice to get some rest. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, so is he still touring with the bus with a big sticker of him on the side?
Yeah, it's like, a new one, a new sticker. But yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
It's a new rap.
This
yeah.
is me.
Yeah, people pound on the doors and stuff.
It's a nice.
I know.
And
it's exactly what you think would happen if you put your face on a bus.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Hey, come on
He's
over.
Like, they're not letting me sleep. I'm like, yeah, because they know you're in there.
Well, it's funny, too, because so one time we did an outdoor show with him in L.A. in his bus. And what they do is during the show, some guy is barbecuing.
Dave. That's Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Oh,
Dave
right.
Williamson.
I love yeah. him. Yeah. In front of the bus, next
yeah.
to the bus,
yeah,
is smoking meats yeah. as Bert is performing so that yeah. when Bert gets off stage, there's like a rack of ribs.
And he's a like a professional grade grill master.
It's really good. I've had his ribs, yeah.
I mean, he and gave steak. Me steaks and he has his own seasoning now.
Oh, wow. You're kidding.
Yeah. Like, because Dave is like competition level grill guy.
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's not just like a guy like firing up a grill. He really does it. He really
Jeez.
Does it. And he's a great comic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, yeah, Dave's grilling meats. There's beers and fucking margaritas and wine and tequila. And then and I asked Bert, I go, when do you normally go to sleep? He's like, on the road? I go, yeah. He's like 3 a.m. It's like a normal go to bedtime.
And then when does he wake up?
When he wakes up, like 10. So he gets like, I guess like 7 hours.
I tell you, like, even just going on the road in a hotel.
Yeah.
Going to bed at 2:30, drinking 2 whole glasses of white wine.
Yeah.
Waking up, my face is all puffy. I look like shit. Everything feels like shit. And that's just from, like, going to bed late.
Yeah.
Drinking a couple glasses of
wine. You got to push through it. That's what he does. He pushes through.
This feels yeah. bad. I yeah. should keep going.
Yeah. Here, let's give him a little shout out.
There we see T-Pain at ringside. He'll be one of the judges when the Go Big Show returns on January 6th on TBS alongside Rosario Dawson, Cody Rhodes, Jennifer Nettles, hosted by who I am told, a man named Bert Kreischer.
That's Chrysler, isn't it? Kreischer?
Yeah. So wow. the announcer knows.
That it's Bert
Kreischer?
I think it's Bert Chrysler.
Yeah.
This is so yeah. great.
That's Chrysler, isn't it?
That's Chrysler, isn't it? We got the joke. To the announcers, like, they get that it's a joke now.
There's so many great things we've sabotaged. Speaking of, Garth Brooks posted today or whatever it was last week on Instagram his big yeah. stadium tour, and it is just, mommy,
oh, yeah.
where are the bodies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm contributing to that.
Of course.
Bert Krishna.
Bert
yeah,
Krishna.
It's so many.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Bert Kershaw.
There he is. There's the stadium tour, and if you click on
Brett, it. Brett Kershaw or Kershaw,
the top one,
whatever.
I mean, it is nothing, but there I am. Stop calling him daddy. There's my con.
Yep.
Brett Kershaw.
Brett Kreischer is.
So many. There's so many.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, the Garth stuff's fantastic. It never gets old.
Bert Kreischer.
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 Ta-ta there, G-tard.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer. Kreischer.
Bert Krishna is my favorite.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer.
Kreischer.
There's so many bad ones.
Bert Kirshner.
Bert Kreischer. Bert Kaiser.
Kaiser. When do people read?
I know it's not. I think
it's
they just.
It's not hard.
It's the letters that they just get scared. You know, it's
maybe
not that hard.
Maybe if yours was a disaster. Yeah. No, yeah. Pajitsky, I get it. There's a reason I cut it down to P. I'm like, this is too much for people.
It is.
That was Z's and S's and K's and Y's. But yeah. Kreischer, he spells it K-R-E-I-S-C-H-E-R. I think it's the S-C-H that people are getting. Hmm. Maybe take out the C. Hmm. No, but it's the E-I.
The E-I.
People don't know that.
Yeah, they're like Kirshenlin.
It's German, Kessinger? Kreischer.
Yeah, German.
E-I. Is
that, yeah. Maybe, you know what would be interesting to see? If like in a area here in the United States that has a high German population, if they would all get it right.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
I'm sure.
And it's just these fucking momos that don't know how to read. Yeah.
These fucking momos.
Yeah. You know?
By the way, I like Ricky Thornton Jr.
You wrote that down?
I wrote it down.
That's hilarious.
Because of, I love Talladega Nights. It's one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah, it's close in name, right?
I really didn't realize how close that was to like Ricky Bobby. Bobby Jr.
Clearly the fucking 28's a retard.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And that guy, by the way, didn't go like, whoa, he's just like, keep talking.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Good work.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Hopefully someone dumps his stupid ass.
28 must have done some stupid shit.
Yeah, what did 28 do?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Now we're all going to want to find out.
Yeah. Ricky Thornton Jr. And this is NASCAR, right?
Mm.
That's the one they drive in circles? That one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Formula.
No, that was not NASCAR.
Oh.
That was like, that looked like it was on a dirt track.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Definitely some type
28's
of...
28's a retard. It's pretty great.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I wish everybody gave interviews like that.
I got to show you. This is so...
Okay.
Fucking funny. I didn't know there was a readme here. So this is compilations that a user named Big Alec has made and uploaded to the YMH subreddit.
Oh.
So shout out to Big Alec. I don't even want to tell you what it is.
Uh-oh.
But it's a compilation it's very funny.
Okay.
A gay guy thinks I'm cute? Cool, I don't care.
Touch my camera through the fence. Don't know what that means.
Big Alec, touch my camera through the fence?
Wow.
How am I supposed to touch your camera through the fence? I mean, I can go like this and give you a high five, or I can give you a knuckles or a rock and roll. Big Al at the little hole where it fits. Hey, sorry, buddy. I don't stick my fingers in any dudes.
Big Alec, that is the stupidest thing I've heard anybody.
What the hell? Touch my camera through the fence. Yeah, my glasses could touch your camera through the fence.
Touch my camera through the fence? Touch my camera through the... Okay, I don't... Touch my camera through the fence?
Touch my camera through the fence? I'm not sure how that will pull that off.
Touch my camera through the fence? No, I don't think so.
I like her bunk bed.
Touch my camera through the fence. Touch my camera through the fence. All right, we're going to try that. That sounds like some shit. Look at it. He said, touch the camera through the fence. Oh, boy, look at it. Boom. We good.
Touch my camera through the fence, you faggot.
He figured out how to do it at the end. That was cool.
This guy is going on random people's lives and just writing, touch my camera to the fence. And there's nothing I like more than nonsensical silliness.
Of course. Yeah. It's the best.
That is so great.
That's the best.
God damn, that's
touch
funny.
My camera through the fence.
Yeah.
You know, it just shows that mommy culture is permeating
it's
through
great.
Every.
How do you get a job here, you fuck face?
Yeah.
That's really neat, Tom.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I think it's very cool. It's slick. It's neat stuff. It's cool stuff. And I like it. I dare you to pull out your front tooth, is what that guy said. I dare you to pull your front tooth out. Why? That's terrible.
Is that what happens on people's lives usually?
Fuck if I know.
Just random comments are made like that?
Not on mine. Usually it's people like, four strokes, say mommy.
Yeah, it's all the same thing, though.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You're just... You're just describing what we just saw.
Nonsense. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
Rambles.
Yeah. Mm. Remember I went live once at a club, at a comedy club, and the staff was there, And they, so they're seeing the comments. And then one of the staff was like, oh, cool. I was like, what? And they're like, look. And it said, show me how those big tits fart. And she was like, show me how those big tits fart. I'm out. Thanks. And I was like, no, no, he's a fan.
They like you. That's why they're saying, they're screaming, hey, Hitler, because they like you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why they screamed it to me when I was walking to the stage. It has nothing to do with race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sign of endearment. Mm-hmm. It's what we do. This is so funny. That is love for our community.
Yeah. Yeah.
People saying that shit. So, you know, we went to finally get to see a movie during, we don't have much free time, but we saw a movie.
We rented one at home and then we went to one. So we actually, and it's pretty remarkable in that in both movies, the one at home and the one we went to the theater for, we cut off both.
Yeah. We were like, this is too much of a bummer.
One was just a white bummer.
Yeah. Spencer.
Spencer's a white bummer.
I mean, do white people love watching other rich white people be bummed out? It's like...
Yeah, and they also like watching poor people bummed out.
They like poor bummers. Yeah. They like disabled bummers.
Yeah.
But white people...
Sick bummers, sick cancer bummer, bummers.
Cancer bummer, breakup bummer. Yeah. But listen, this story, I was dying to see this.
She is great in it. I'll say that.
She's just like her. She does such a great...
What's her name?
Job. Kristen Stewart.
She's a fantastic actress.
I mean, she crushes it. But
This face, that's her face the whole fucking movie.
The whole movie.
The whole fucking movie. She's like, oh.
Yeah, her at Christmas. Her in the countryside.
Her after eating. Her just like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I have to say, it is a very unsympathetic character. You're the princess of Wales. You have a lot of money. She's sleeping in Queen Victoria's bed, and we're supposed to be like...
I mean, I get that, though. Like, you can sleep in Queen Victoria's bed and be sad. That might actually, that message actually, I think, can resonate.
The isolation of her life.
No matter your surroundings, you can still be sad. But, like, if you're a viewer, it's just like the same note of I'm bummed. Yeah. I don't know. It's almost like you have to be in the mood to be bummed.
To be bummed out.
Yeah. And I think some people, myself included, like a little bit of escape from being bummed.
From reality.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, this won all kinds of awards, and they're talking about this movie at the film festival because white people can't access being bummed out on their own.
Yeah.
And they need to watch other people get bummed out for them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, I got that out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, my life is so good.
Yeah.
Shit's not that bad. Let me watch something to bring that out in me.
Let me bum myself out with some other people's bum shit.
I mean, and I was getting excited. I don't know. It's tough. Look, the family's tough. I get it. It's a horrible place. The way they portrayed her too. I don't think she was this much of a victim.
I don't know.
I think she was more resilient than what they were portraying her.
She's going to get nominated for everything.
For sure. Because it's a bum. Because they never nominate comedies. Even though there have been...
Which is insane. It's insane. It's insane that when you go like, who has won the most Oscars, that you don't say Bill Murray, Eddie Murphy, and Jim Carrey. Three guys who nobody else could do the movies that they've done.
Insanely talented, insanely funny.
Who could ever do a Jim Carrey role and make it like... who could?
That was iconic.
Could Tom Hanks do that role? No. Could Denzel? No. Like, it's only him.
I know.
And then they're like, yeah, but it's a comedy. It's like, that guy...
You know how hard it is to do a good comedy?
No one else could do that. If you take the drama role, you're like, well, eight other people could do that role.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, watch. Here's me doing Spencer.
Yeah. Oscar. There's your Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody could do no one else could do Ace Ventura.
That was amazing.
No one could do The Grinch the way he
did.
That
was amazing. Ace Ventura.
No one could do those roles.
Do you know he got paid peanuts to do Ace Ventura?
I think he got like 300 grand.
And which for a movie is peanuts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his first movie.
It's a star in the film. Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just gave it my all. Yeah. And I think this is one of the funniest movies of all time. Do you know Snowflake? Does he call you at home? Mm-hmm. I love this stupid fucking movie.
Of course. You bring up another person I'm thinking of, Will Ferrell.
Amazing. Like, how many great movies?
Yeah. Who could do those roles?
Anchorman, like, Elf. Fucking Elf should get something. That's a classic.
He didn't think it was going to work.
Yeah.
I just heard that story.
You thought he didn't think it was going to work?
No, because when this was being shot, what's the frat one had come out.
Oh, old school. Another great
and so
comedy.
So he was like, well, my he exploded and was like, the fan base is like college kids. And he's like, I'm doing this Elf thing now. And he was on set being like, what are we doing?
I'm a grown man in a gnome costume.
Like, this is like for kids. It's a hit. It's a classic.
And he's so incredibly funny in it.
Yeah. He plays Sweet real well.
Yeah. Man, and yeah, and to think that this didn't get an award, are you joking? This is so
look
funny and so creative.
To do Elf 2, they offered him $29 million.
He's like, nah.
He's like, mm.
Do you say no to
$29 million for 2.5 months of his life? And he was like, mm.
I mean,
I got some other shit I'm
doing. Just read a story that George Clooney turned down something for like $40 million too. You're like, how do these people say no?
But they're not telling you, but he had this other thing lined up. That
oh, that was
him,
like $60 million.
Yeah, I mean.
I saw a great movie that I think was marketed incorrectly, and it was really lovely, was The Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm a huge Charlize Theron fan.
Yeah.
And this movie made me LOL. I haven't laughed out loud
really
because of a movie in years. I mean, I loved both. This is stupid marketing. This
poster,
is terrible.
That does not make me want to see that movie.
At all. Yeah. Me neither. And I think it's because you think, oh, it's just like the hot chick with the schlubby guy and how's that going to... It's so much more than that story. She's running for the presidency and it's about that power
that
thing.
That poster's
and
terrible.
It's terrible. It was marketed completely wrong, but it was really funny. I laughed. I enjoyed him very much. I enjoyed her. So it was cool. It was a lovely story, actually. It was a really sweet movie. And I would never have seen it if Charlize Theron weren't in it.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Back to the movie out of. I've only walked out of like 3 movies.
Samesies.
In my whole life, I'm saying.
Which ones? Do you remember?
Actually don't. I'm trying to remember one because I know I have it somewhere in there.
OK. Okay, I'll tell you the one I walked out of when I was 13 years old. Hellbound, Hellraiser 2. It was too scary.
Really?
And I said, no thank you. No thanks, Tom Hanks. And I walked out
of... You know who's walked out of a lot of movies? Are my parents. And you know what they often walk out of? Like whatever's number one at the box.
I love it. Yeah. Sounds like we're starting that trend, though.
I know.
Are we doing this? Because we don't like a lot of stuff.
No, they're just like, what is this fucking Star Wars thing? I'm like, but we walked out of something because we were like, we gave it a while. We were there like well over an hour. And I was like, we're just wasting our time at this point. So bad. It was so bad. And I really wanted to see it.
So did I.
I wanted to see it for the story. It was marketed well.
Yes.
Like, I was like, this looks rad. It's going to be a cool story. The actors are all stars. Like, it's very appealing, sexy. And it was fucking dog shit. It was so bad.
I like when you say dog shit.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. There are two things that make me laugh over the years with you.
Okay.
When you belch aggressively, I always laugh when you go, that one. And then when you say dog shit, the way you say dog shit, it's great.
You just feel it.
Yeah, you're meant to say that word. I like dog shit.
Thank you. I'll keep that in my memory.
You got it.
It was a hot pile of diarrhea. And we're talking about House of Gucci, which is, the lineup is directed by Ridley Scott. Who's a very, very famous, well-known director.
But doesn't Ridley traditionally do the Alien movies, the thrillers?
Well, he's done a ton of things.
I didn't know that. I only know him from Alien.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's directed dozens. He's the kind of director that when he's signed on, I'm sure they are not allowed to give him notes. It's like Ridley Scott's directing, and they're like, okay, deliver your final product, which is clearly what happened in this movie. Where it's, I think, 2 hours and 42 minutes.
That's crazy.
Super long.
Who's got that kind of time? Three hours?
Every other scene, you're like, you could have edited this scene. You could have cut this scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's not moving the story along. The performances are terrible. It's the worst acting I've seen.
Worst.
I mean, they're all supposed to be these fucking guineas in Italy, right?
Yeah.
And they come and go out of their accent.
That's number one, the accent.
The whole time, which you can't get over. You got Lady Gaga. You got...
Jared Leto,
Al Pacino, Adam Driver. Now, I'll say this. Jeremy Irons, unbelievable.
Solid.
He actually is. But he has, of the five, he has the smallest role. Yeah, he's amazing.
He dies early. So now you're left with all these guys.
He's amazing in it.
What? Sorry, spoiler alert. The old guy dies. Sorry.
It's the other way. You say spoiler alert first.
Oh,
and then you
spoiler. Is that how this works? Yeah. Sorry.
See how I was like, he has the smallest role, and you're like, he's dead. So.
Sorry. I'll stop talking. You go ahead. You go. Yeah, you go.
So Gaga. So Iron, again, phenomenal, right? Gaga, pretty damn, I would say, second best in this thing. Fucking Adam Driver. He's like, here's the thing. I don't know. My father's ill. And you're like, what the fuck? Do you not think you should do a second take of that where you keep your accent? Al Pacino, the great Al Pacino, is like, oh, you're here. And then he's like, you got to come to New York. And he goes into...
Yeah.
His Al Pacino New York.
Hooah! Yeah. You gotta come to New York.
And he goes in and out of it.
Oh, they all
fucking
do.
Fucking Jared Leto is doing a goddamn
sketch. We have to devote a whole hour to talking about
his
character.
Doing a sketch character in this movie. He's like, he's the thing. I thought, oh, is it bellissimo? And you're like, holy shit. He's wearing prosthetic fat suit.
It's silly, this thing.
And the character that he's based on wasn't fat.
Doesn't need to have that.
So it's just like dressing it up and is like, it's literally like a bad Mad TV character.
He's like, supposed to be the comedic relief, but I'm not sure that was good. And they should have edited out half of the shit that this guy was doing.
It's
it was so weird.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah, it's so weird. It doesn't fit the rest of the movie.
Every time he comes on screen, you're like, all right, Like, what? Who's?
Oh my god!
Yeah, the suit, and then look up Paolo Gucci, right? P A. House of. Yeah, this it's like the real guy right there. Look at the second picture.
He's normal.
He's just a normal looking guy.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
And he has to do that. And like
it's I'm telling
and,
you.
And I can tell too, you can tell that they ad-libbed a lot. You can see it. Like, you know that there's the great line in the movie is Father, Son, and House of Gucci.
Yeah.
Fantastic line. I've been saying it for a week. Great. Mm-hmm. But you can tell she does say she ad-libs it, and you can tell how pleased she is with herself after she delivers it, because she goes, and then she goes, you catch her being like, that was a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The ad-libbing was just out of control. You can tell they should have edited down way.
I cannot get over the accent thing. Just agree that you're not going to do accents.
Just be American accent.
If you're not going to keep it.
I agree.
Driver and Pacino were the worst at doing that.
Oh, the accents.
Coming and going the whole time. Hey. Then I fucking watch Tenet and you see Kenneth Branagh, who's playing this Russian villain. The guy's Irish. And he stays in that Russian mindset, accent, mannerisms the whole fucking time. Mm. Like, masterful, right? Like, if you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, I guess that's a Russian guy. That's how he doesn't drop it for a frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that the people signing on to do a movie like this would want to do the same thing.
You know what it is? Because I've worked...
Kenneth Branagh,
yeah. I've worked in voiceover acting where I have to do an accent. And every day before I started taping, they do playback of what I sounded like the day before. So that you go, oh gosh, yeah, I have dropped my accent.
Yeah,
let me listen to myself from yesterday. And the director would tell me, hey, you're dropping your accent, losing. But I think what it is... You've got Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Pacino. Adam Driver. These huge names. Nobody's going to say to them.
Well, maybe, you know what?
Hey.
Maybe the blame shouldn't go to any of them. And it should all go to Ridley Scott. Because if you're directing it, it's your film.
You got
to
tell them.
You got to tell them, hey, this isn't fucking Serpico. You're a guy in Italy right now. You keep going to your Brooklyn accent.
It's so tricky too, because so many times in films where it takes place in another country, like France or Germany, they'll often choose to adopt an English accent.
Yeah, they'll do
that. Which is a weird choice too. Like, wait, we're in Germany, but everybody's speaking with an English accent.
Yeah.
So I think
like
for this
British,
right?
Yeah.
So like, what the choice for them to go Italian accent?
Yeah.
Was bizarre. Like,
but I gotta say, I think, and maybe this is, I'm speaking from my own bias because of like the languages I'm used to. I think it's one of the easiest ones to mimic.
Let's do it right now with Tommy Segura.
I mean,
hey, pull out your pussy and sit on my face.
Like when you are nasty.
Yeah.
You sit on my, I lick my ass and lick it.
What?
It's not difficult to make you keep it. It's Italian accent.
Yeah,
see. It's one of the easiest ones to keep. And if you drop it, you pick it up again.
Yes.
It's easy. It's like that. You don't have to. My father's ill. Okay. Let's start over. My father, my papa is ill.
Right. But also to have everybody with the same accent is hard. That they didn't. They paid so little attention to the accent. It was so annoying.
Did you not go to a drama school? You have to pretend to be the character.
Oy vey. But the highlight of the day was when I dared you to say House of Coochie, please, when we pulled up to the theater, and you did.
I did. You told me you started doing it.
With Chase.
Yeah, with Chase. You said you were, what did you order, Tommy?
Salmon frittata.
And they said frittata?
Frittata. They corrected.
And I said House of Coochie, and the guy was like, Theater 5. Yeah. House of Coochie?
Please do not use gendered language.
Please do not. So, speaking of gendered language, I found this article, if you wouldn't mind bringing up. I thought this is so appropriate for you.
Yeah.
About your Latin heritage, your Latin identity.
Yeah.
So, this article came out that This is an LA magazine. According to a nationwide poll, Hispanic voters are just not that into being referred to as Latinx. Of those queried, only 2% refer to themselves as Latinx. Hispanic is the most favored term by 68% of those polled.
Yeah. I mean, this is nothing new to me. I have absolutely despised this movement from the beginning. Because it, you know what it is? I mean, I'm not saying anything that I don't think I haven't said before. It's imposing a term on a culture that is not asking you to do it for them. And they don't use this word, obviously.
Yeah.
2% are down with it. And those 2% fucking have blue hair, you know? Like, it's not like it speaks for the rest of the population.
Yeah.
These people are not asking you for a new label.
Well, that's a thing too. And I this is why the non-binary, like, what are the pronouns? And put your pronouns in your stuff. It's like, but we're not doing that. You know, it feels imposed as well on society. Like, we're not naturally doing this. This is like an imposition.
Exactly. None of the people in this photograph, none, would call themselves Latinx or Latinx. And the argument for it is for people that don't want to be gendered by a language, an actual language that operates based on gender. It's masculine or feminine words.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. How would you rewrite the entire language?
And I've been so upset about the fact that there is a gender neutral term already, which is Latin. Latin is gender neutral.
Oh, it's already that way.
Yeah.
So to Latinx,
it's making the point. Hey, see how there's no gender? Yeah, there wasn't before the X.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, you know, Latino and Latina, those are gendered.
Yeah.
Latin is not gendered.
That's so
it's Latin America, right?
That's right.
So you don't need to add the X. It's just like you're trying to get noticed is what it seems like you're doing.
Yeah, it's forcing it on.
And you're also doing it on people who are not asking you to do that.
But I like that they're like, nah, brah. Yeah. Nah, you keep that X.
Yeah.
We don't need that shit.
Yeah,
don't tell me how
it was said to me in an interview, and I jumped down the fucking interviewer's throat.
Well, they're like, "Are you? You're Latinx?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "No, I'm not."
I was like, "No, I'm not retarded." Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not retarded.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I'm never going to write my pronouns in my email. Yeah, it's a dumb. I just got a. I got an email from like a hotel person, and they're like, "She, her, hers," because pronouns are important. I was like,
"I know,
not no, they're not, not to you because you don't."
And then the name's like Melissa Stewart. And you're like, "No, I was going to guess." Yeah,
I was going to guess. Hey, speaking of, we went to a place that I frequent,
mm-hmm.
and I'm having an issue identifying. A Zimzer.
Are you?
Do you remember? We go to this place in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and behind the counter. Remember?
Oh yeah. You did struggle with that.
And I don't know how to figure out what they are.
Well, you kind of threw things out there. You were like, "Yeah, man. You look beautiful." So you were trying everything.
I was trying everything. Yeah. I was trying everything. But then at one point, I was like, "You know it, girl." And they laughed.
Yeah.
And I was like, but then you. Yeah.
I pointed out that the gays will go with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I asked them their name, and it's a name that could be,
yeah,
it's like Chris or Pat. So I'm screwed. I don't know what to do. And I like this person.
You know what you could do? Honestly?
What?
You'd be like, "What's your pronouns?"
Shit.
Yeah. Hey, you can say it in a cool way. Just be like, hey, just put your pronoun. Like the person says to do it.
Hey, but I'm being serious. Could they really
But I'm being serious too. I'm joking, but I'm being serious. You could just say that.
Like that flat out, be like, "Hey, I'm just wondering, what are your pronouns?"
Yeah.
Is that what?
Yeah, just like that.
What are your pronouns?
That person is not going to be offended, and that is not the first time someone has said that. I promise you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably tell you immediately and very casually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Will you come with me? Let's do it together.
I'd rather not be there for that.
I need support.
No, I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
We should take bets. Do you want to take bets?
Yeah.
What do you think?
What if they go, "You fucking bitch," like right away, get so mad at you.
Come to Stupid Bitch Burgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't compliment that bitch. Yeah.
Okay, let's. I think it's a male transitioning to female. I'm guessing.
You think so?
Yeah. What's your guess?
I think that's the most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't see breasts, but they're very small. Man, it's just like.
Just ask. I really think you should just ask.
I know. And I'll be like, so I'm just wondering, so what's your pronoun? It feels so weird.
I wouldn't make that face when you ask. Yeah. Yeah. No, the whole idea is to make it super casual.
Right. But I've never done this before.
I know, but you could practice.
So you didn't like House of Gucci. Well, what kind of, you know, my parents are so lame.
Yeah.
I bet they don't even ask people what their pronouns are.
Nah.
No.
It's too on the nose.
I've got a 3-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy and.
Don't make the conversation about gender. So like just transition from like, oh, I saw this movie. Oh my God, I hated it. Hey.
Just right like there. That?
Yeah.
Hey, it's.
Or
hey.
You'd be like, did you see House of Gucci?
Yeah.
You ask me.
Hey, did you see House of Gucci yet?
No, how was it?
What's your pronoun? Like that?
That was good. That was good.
Okay, let's do it for real.
Okay.
Hey, have you seen House of Gucci yet?
Mm-mm. Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's your stuff.
Thanks. Oh, and I wanted to ask you, what pronouns do you go by?
Oh, I go by, fuck you, bitch.
You and your privilege, your...
What do you think they are? Oh, that would
be... Like, you don't want to know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to know from you.
Edgar got a tattoo by Dot Jenkins Tattoo in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You gotta get it going, buddy.
Yeah.
Boy, the tattoos this year have really been amazing.
That's rad. That is fucking rad.
It says, keep feathering it, brother, for those of you just listening.
With a lighter lit, a little fire coming out of it.
Pretty great stuff.
Falcon car wash.
Yeah, that's rad.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
That's wild, man.
I know. That's a fun one. Oh, what the fuck did I just do? Okay. Anyway.
Keep feathering it, brother.
I know.
That could be the start of a movement. Like, you know, like the smiley faces, like have a nice day.
Yeah.
Like keep feathering it can be a very positive movement. Like just keep feathering it, brother. Like what if we started a pot? You know, like those Life is Good
most people
boutiques.
Who, I mean, I would think that 99% of people who hear keep feathering it are kind of like, I mean, I think that sounds good. Like they don't actually know what that means. I wouldn't know what that means. Keep feathering. What are you talking about?
No, like, stay positive.
Yeah. Keep feathering it, bro. They're like, all right, man. Like
keep your head
you
up.
You too. Doesn't that, you know what I mean? Light your brain on fire. I'm like, what? You heard me the first time.
Should we do a bunch of affirmation cards? Keep feathering it. Light your brain on fire.
I think you got to keep it
through the fence.
Keep feathering it's good. Light your brain is too direct.
But maybe it's a metaphor for enlightenment. You know, like set your brain on fire.
Well, you
like,
could look at it like that.
Meditate.
Yeah. Read this book. It'll light your brain on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch my camera through the fence is obviously confusing the fuck out of people. Except for the one guy who was like, I'm just going to go out to my fence. There's two ways of reacting to that, which is one is, I don't know what you mean. And the other is like, it sounds very specific. I can do that. Yeah,
I could try that.
Yeah.
And he did. He did it though. He did touch his camera.
Stinky fish challenge. Remember these? This is a stinky fish. Well, they smell the stinky fish challenge.
Oh, that's not fun. It's not me to smell it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was immediate. All over the other guy. The best part of what I'm seeing so far is that the other guy is still seated there. Like he didn't leave.
I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this.
Another clip. Oh my God. Oh God, they're man. They are both
okay.
Oh no. There's nothing left in this thing.
He's just smelling fish and barfing.
He ate it. So I think the whole challenge is that it's this, I think you said it's a Swedish thing?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's from, and this has existed somewhere before where it's like supposed to be the smelliest. I mean, he opened that can and lost it, so it must be, if you just look
for
a description.
It's called Sir Stroming. That's the fish that they do it with.
And is it Norwegian or? It's got to be. Sounds like it's Scandinavian or something, right?
Baltic Sea herring to Swedish cuisine.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Should we order it?
Would you sit around for it?
Yeah, I could smell that. I don't think it's that bad. How bad can it smell?
Touch my camera through the fence.
I mean, this room smells pretty bad. I feel like I'm used to it.
Yeah, that's from barf. Litter the person.
Oh, yeah. I think I could smell it.
Yeah. That would be a good.
Let's do it.
Will you really order sign it. Up for that?
Yeah, order it. It can't be that bad.
And what if, who has to eat it?
You have to eat it? I thought you just had to smell it.
Well, no. Like, one of us has to, like, we have to sit together, but like, I might vomit, you know?
Ooh, I don't like that part.
But that's the whole challenge.
Oh, to not puke.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Sorry. I tap out. I can do it alone, but if there's a threat of you vomiting, I may not be able to do the challenge.
How come?
Can you get out of the room and vomit? Like, you're like, I'm going to vomit,
it looked
and
like
then
it
get
was,
out.
Look, yeah. It looked like it wasn't a lot of time to get out of the room.
Okay. Can we go to the next clip that you have? I mean, this is like my least favorite subject.
Okay. There you go. Change it.
Cuba Joel scene. Hey man, you know you're a piece of shit, right? You know, right? Right? Come on, yeah, you know. You know, right? Yeah. Yeah, you know. Take care, folks.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Get this guy a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking rad.
This was the best. And so TikTok will consider this bullying and they will take this down. I'm sure it's already taken down.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I saw this, I saved it to my phone.
Yeah, it's
and I
pretty
sent
awesome.
It to Nadab. I'm like, this is the best part is he's like, watch Joel Osteen laugh with
him. In today's
him.
Uncertain times, life can feel overwhelming and leave you struggling for answers. But you can overcome life's challenges. Wake up every morning inspired and looking forward to each day. Introducing the Inspiration Cube, the easy-to-use portable audio system filled with life-changing
fucking
messages
asshole.
Of hope, guidance, and strength. From Joel Osteen, one of the world's most inspiring spiritual leaders.
You may feel today like you're trapped. That is not how your story ends. Some dreams are waking up. Hope is waking up. Abundance is waking up.
Cuba Joel Osteen. Hey, man, you know you're a piece of shit, right? You know, right? Right? Come on. Yeah, you know. You know, right? Yeah. Yeah, you know. Take care, folks.
Bye-bye. Take care, folks.
He knows. He knows.
Hey, you know you're a piece of shit, right? He's like, I do. I know.
He's like, why don't you filter those guys out before I take pictures with them? He called me a piece of shit.
Look how many people were in that arena.
Oh, yeah. Listening. I think that's weekly for him. That's not like a one-off.
It's crazy.
I want to say it's Houston.
Where is it? Look up Joel Osteen's
I think he's in Houston.
Church.
Yeah.
Tax-free. No taxes. How this is such a bizarre law that these guys don't get taxed.
Lakewood Church. Where is that?
Houston.
Yeah.
Babe, we can go.
What's the capacity? 10,000?
Averaging 52,000 attendees per week.
But doesn't it say capacity underneath there? Scroll down. Capacity.
Oh, yeah. 16,800.
Yeah. So it's a full arena size. That's arena.
Babe, we got to go.
You want to go to one?
Yeah. I don't know if I could sit through
it. I don't know. We might be like of House of Coochie. this fucking sucks.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
That's an arena. Yeah.
Look at his hair. He's got a nice head of hair on him. Shit. Wow.
So he got when there was that hurricane, and he apparently was like, "Do not let these dirty homeless into my church," because they were like, "We could, they're looking for space for people." He was like, "Not here." And then he was like, "No, I didn't say that."
You could help him. Yeah. You could help all these people.
Look, it's the first thing. People who also ask. See, people who also ask. That drop down that you were at. Yeah. Make it bigger. Osteen refuted the claims that he turned away flood victims and said the church has always been open. We received shelter victims in the first day or two. He added that the church initially flooded. It could not immediately open its doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I doubt that.
Yeah. The thing is, we're flooded too. Yeah.
Could you imagine the bilking? Like it's just such a con. It is. It's just a con.
Well, no one like that one guy. Remember the guy who?
Baker?
No, the demon guy. Remember he bought the jet from what's his name? Medea. Tyler Perry. He's like, Tyler made it such a good deal, I had to buy it.
Yeah. Oh, that guy. Yeah. That guy. What's his name? He's great.
His name.
There's great memes about him.
Yeah. He looks fucking.
He does the tongue stuff. Sha-ba-la-la-la-sha-la-ba-la-da. All that weird stuff.
He looks
stuff.
Crazy. Yeah. He looks real crazy.
Pat Robertson?
That's not him. No. Mm-mm.
Trying to think of all these pieces of shit.
Yeah. There it is.
This guy.
That's the guy. Kenneth Copeland. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. He's what, Baptist or something? Like, he's hardcore,
I don't know,
right?
What he is.
He's an evangelist.
Oh, televangelist.
Televangelist.
Yeah.
Fuck, look at this guy.
Yeah. He got so mad at that lady for asking him. Like, is it appropriate for you to be spreading the word of God on a $60 million plane? He's like, how dare you? He gets all in her face.
Oh yeah. That's the thing. These guys are just so corrupt. My goodness. Look at these pieces of shit.
Yeah. And every day he's out there just being like, y'all need to donate.
Donate. Give me money. Yeah. Give me your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make their money. It's not even a service. It's like donate.
Yeah.
And then I don't pay taxes on it. And I buy a jet.
Pretty cool.
It's completely criminal.
I spread the word of God this way.
I don't know. I was watching a documentary on it, why this is in America. It's because the United States was founded on the separation between
church and
state.
Yeah.
So that's why these con artists are given carte blanche.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking we need to start taxing these people.
Yeah.
It's a business. No, it's a donation-based business. There's no service being provided.
Yeah.
The guy's a public speaker.
It's pretty cool to open a church like that.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing.
This is one of my favorite
Island
things I've
boy.
Seen.
Boy. Go ahead.
This video.
It's such just, a catchy
it's
tune.
It's so bizarre. It's a guy... A grown-ass man trying a Sprite for the first time.
Oh.
My name is Aiden, and this is my first time drinking a Sprite. And we'll see how it goes. Cheers. Ooh. That's a bit much. Ooh, yikes. It's just intense.
It is. First time?
Yowza. Jeez. I'm feeling crazy. All right, that's enough for me.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And it seems very genuine. Doesn't seem like a bit.
No, but you think that the guy that has neck and a tattoo above his eyebrow would have had a Sprite.
Yeah.
Or a little bit heavier stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You would think you'd do Sprite before face tattoo.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
On the level of like.
When did you get your face tattoo? Actually, I got it a few years before I tried Sprite.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is wild. Like,
it's wild.
I've watched our kids try soda water, and they say it's spicy. Like, they don't like it.
Yep.
They think it's Coca-Cola spicy, 7-Up spicy.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Pretty cool.
What's your favorite soda? Diet Coke.
But that's because I feel like I'm not drinking a gallon of sugar when I have it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my go-to if I'm going to get a soda when I'm out, right?
Yeah.
And I like it with, like, sushi.
Yeah, like it's it good with sushi.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I try not to drink many of them. Like, if you were like, no, include sugar. I think it's like, I used to love Coke when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But then I got too away from it because it just does taste like you're drinking like a bag of sugar. You know? What it tastes like.
It's so good.
It tastes like someone melted candy.
I know. Suds in it. It's brown. Like, anything yeah. brown
yeah.
is like, you shouldn't be putting that in your body. It's yeah. brown. It's brown. You know what I fucking love? 44 grams of sugar?
Yeah.
In a cup? In a, that's not even a can, bro.
Wait, doesn't it say 21 ounces?
39. Oh, yeah,
so 39 grams in a 12 ounce. So that's a can of Coke.
That's more than a Snickers bar.
And think about the people who drink like them all day. Like, you know, people Dude, drink like 4, 5, 6.
How much sugar is in a Snickers bar?
Is there more grams of sugar in a Mountain Dew? Is it more sugar?
Oh, boy. 39 grams of sugar. 65 grams of sugar.
So is it sweeter?
Wait, how much was in the Coca-Cola?
39 and 12 ounce.
That's in a 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might be similar.
Similar, I think you mean.
I meant to say, yeah.
Fuck. Ugh. That's so much sugar. So bad.
That's 46 grams in a 12 ounce. So Mountain Dew does have a little more. Okay, how much is in a Snickers? Snickers bar, yeah. There's also like 20
grams.
So yeah, it is less. Yeah.
A Snickers bar is less sugar than a can of Coke.
Now, what size Snickers bar? Because there's also 12 sizes of that.
Yeah, see, that's you don't need a supersized Snickers. You don't need it. 27
in
grams.
A regular size. Yeah. It's a lot of sugar.
The equivalent
seven
of
teaspoons.
Seven teaspoons. Hope.
Yeah.
Hope.
That's what I'm saying.
Hope. It's wild.
Root beer is pretty good.
I like root beer.
Yeah.
My favorite is Dr. Pepper, and I forget how much I like Dr. Pepper. And the Diet DP is pretty darn good, too. Let's see. Yeah. 40 grams
but
in a regular.
I don't want to sound like a company man, but Diet Dr. Pepper really does taste more like regular Dr. Pepper.
It does. They do a great job. You know what I heard?
Yeah.
I heard that DP was made out of prune juice.
Really?
That was the myth. Will you Google, is there prune juice?
It's a really specific, when you think about it, that's a very specific taste.
I know.
That they've made.
Well, what is in the DP that makes it taste like that?
I know. Blend of neutral, it does not contain prune juice.
Oh, see? Myths.
Yeah.
What's the secret ingredient in DP? Licorice?
DP is two dicks.
We put two penises.
Yeah.
23 flavors?
Yep. Creation of Charles Alderton, a pharmacist.
We got to find out. Somebody out there listening, what's the secret ingredient to the DP? Why does it taste like that? It's not prune juice, they're saying. Oh, pepper,
amaretto,
pepper.
Almond, blackberry, black licorice, caramel, carrot, clove, cherry cola, ginger, juniper, lemon, molasses, nutmeg, orange, prune, plum, pepper, root beer, rum, raspberry, tomato, and vanilla. So it does say prune.
Damn. Yeah, that is a strange
taste.
It's
so specific, yeah.
The Coca-Cola, I imagine there's just a lot of brown sugar. They used to put cocaine in it in the beginning when they first made it. That's why it's called Coca-Cola, cocaine with Coca-Cola.
I've heard that, yeah.
But, wow. Good times.
Good
stuff.
Times. I got to go peachy.
Sure.
All right. I like it.
Is it a good piss?
Yeah.
Did you push hard?
No.
I push still.
You do?
You're not supposed to push.
Why are you doing it?
Ruin your pelvic floor. Because I'm in a hurry. It's the same reason I didn't dry myself off for 44 years. I'm always in a hurry to get to the next thing, you know?
You're just busy.
Got to work on my mindfulness, yeah.
Yeah.
And just want to go.
Yeah.
Just get it. Get it.
Just go and piss so hard, huh?
Piss so hard.
Motherfuckers want to drink.
That shit cray.
Yeah.
Piss so hard. I wish there was someone write that.
You know, we're almost at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I don't think we've showcased Chris's December post.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it's old news by now, but we should at least check it out.
That's right. He posts his monthly social media video for people.
Here's
there he is.
The December one. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, everyone. It's December, so Here's the monthly post. It's Friday, so hope you have a good Friday. But it's also the holidays coming up, so hope your holidays are good. Shout out to Lexi's cousin Steven in Calgary. She said you're feeling grumpy, so cheer up, Steven. It's the holidays that are coming up, and you want to have some of that holiday cheer. Yeah, so if you're... Hope your holidays are good, and if you're doing a gift exchange, make sure to set like a spending limit so that everyone can participate equally, and then you don't have everyone fighting over like one gift that's really expensive, and it's just better that way. So that's my tip for the holidays. Hope your holidays are good. Bundle up, the weather's getting cold. Bye.
Wow.
God, really hit all the notes. What didn't he address?
Well, we got the weather update, which was nice. It's cold, bundle up, the
bundle
advice.
Up, yep.
We got seasonal depression. Hey, someone's depressed. Cheer up.
Yeah.
Financial counseling.
Yeah, that was really smart. I really like that.
Yeah.
Especially for if you're doing groups.
Yeah,
groups. Set that budget, you know.
Set that budget. Well, you know, that you just spend so much money on the holidays. We've bought so many gifts for people and... It's just nonstop. Mm. It feels like there's just so many people on my list, Tom.
I know. It's outrageous.
You know, I remember when I was in my early 20s and I had no money and I would do things like make peanut brittle for people. It was so horrible.
Yeah.
It was so depressing.
Or go to the dollar store.
Oh, God.
Dollar gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
I know.
Mm. But I tell you, that elf on the shelf's been good this year, though. Threatening
oh, yeah.
the kids with that every night.
It's nice to scare them like that.
Uh-huh. They like that.
It's the only thing that actually really works.
Yeah, gonna tell Santa.
I know. They're like, no. Yeah, right away.
No, there he is. Now, I have a few problems with Elf on the Shelf. Number one, he has no feet. I don't understand why they don't give the elf feet. It's so freaking weird.
That is weird.
What is Elf on the Shelf? This is new to me, but I can't wait to learn.
It's really a tactic for small children. It's a really great thing for manipulating them. You just tell them that like Santa sent this elf and you move them around the house, right? In the
Every
morning.
When
yeah.
They're
well, when they're asleep. So in the morning they look for where he is and you tell them he's watching and basically reporting to Santa. So they get excited to find where he's sitting and then you can use it as like, you know, how to basically to encourage or threaten them to behave well.
Oh, I see.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
You have to put him high up so that they assume that he's...
Because Santa's watching has always been a thing, but now you got someone in the house.
You know what Bert Kirshner did for me last year is he's Santa on my phone. I have him as a contact, as Santa Claus, and we call the boys last
year. That's right, yeah.
That and he'll play Santa Claus, which is really cool. So I'll be like, I'm texting
he's
Santa. I am texting Santa right
he's
now.
He's fully in character. He's really committed to the...
Yeah, I know. That's awesome, though.
Looks just like him now.
That's awesome. I have a TikTok I'd like to show you.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind, just look at this clip and what's the first thing you notice?
Am I pulling it up or is someone?
I have it ready here.
Oh, okay.
Just tell me what you see.
I love wings very much. Wings are my Stanley.
It's the feet. Yeah. Did you see the feet?
I did.
The feet. Did you see the feet? The
I did.
Feet.
I
the
did.
Feet. The feet.
Do you think... Baboo!
The thing is, you can't not see them. It's not like, oh, yeah, if you look under there, she put them on the table.
There's like splayed.
It's almost like I don't believe her if she's like, I didn't try to get these in the shot.
That's what I'm wondering.
Do you have another talk of hers?
Mm-mm.
Do you see her handle there? I can't see it.
That's Christina's because she stitched it or duetted.
Stitched it, you fucking idiot.
Yep, all right.
Stupid. You call yourself a millennial.
Is it hers only?
Yeah, the water champ. You'd have to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stitched it. I'm sure I could dig it up somewhere.
Is it a popular one? Is that a popular?
No, this was one of those cool outliers that I found.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is this happening in my world right now?
And to put them on the table is really a move.
I don't know if it was intentional or not.
I mean, in that case, it's kind of like, okay, I get this person's showing what is, you know, obvious in a way, right? But if it's like, I didn't even try to do that. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I don't think they try to do that. Here's why. I don't think they were doing it for like the foot enthusiast community.
It didn't seem like it was for that.
Because that would be really the only reason to do that, right?
No, it didn't seem like that, geared like that, no.
Right, it didn't read like a sexy post. So I'm thinking that, judging by like the state of her surroundings, like the dog and the...
Was she indoors or was it...
She was indoors. It's in her kitchen. Oof. She's indoors now. Earlier, she was outside.
I mean, that was wild.
Wildly dirty. And like, what are you walking in?
That's... I'm curious to see other talks.
Listen, if you give me a minute here, I can go through and find. Okay. You want me to find? Give me a minute. I got to search in my trash.
Yeah.
Also, I'm so afraid now of getting flagged.
Did that one get you flagged?
I thought it would because they're such fucking crybaby pussies.
You just had an inflection on a word.
I said it like the Denver airport, the flag.
Yeah.
The flag. Hold on. Let me find this crazy.
Yeah,
bitch.
But I'm saying, I wonder if they can go, that's bullying too, which would be crazy because you just said, it's the feet. Did you see it?
They're such fucking R words, dude. TikTok is ridiculous. Mm. Mm. It's the feet. The feet. Let me see the feet.
They were really quite dirty.
I like how you're like, we have to do a deep dive. I've got to figure out.
Well, I'm just... I'm just curious to see if like this person is, you know what I mean? Like maybe that's their thing, that they're not even sexual, but like that they're trying to show that, or is it genuinely about wings? And, you know what I mean?
Right. Are they a wing enthusiast or a dirty foot enthusiast? Here she is. All right. So there's the original footage.
Okay, so now here we go. Now we're in.
We're in.
So this is the actual talk.
This is the origin talk.
Wait. Isn't that that's another video.
Bitch!
Yeah.
Some ramen. You grab your neuter sticks.
Neuter sticks?
Oh, shit.
Oh, they're on her foot.
Oh, no.
Oh, they touched her.
Oh, so that's her thing, to be a dirty-footed, nasty bitch.
I'm eating some ramen, guys.
And it dragged on her foot. Yeah.
This is her whole thing. Look. Bitch, you nasty as hell.
Now... is it in response to the, or is it like?
Well, that's, God, you're really good at this. It's her foot and she's got pizza and a wing. So this is her thing.
She going to drag it? Oh, she didn't drag it though. Maybe her thing is to drag it on.
This is the best thing that's ever happened. Okay. God, I love this chick. Dude, this is the best thing ever.
It's not every
No, she's got a pan full of fucking fried hot dogs or something with her feet.
She's got a crazy ass look in her eyes is what she's got.
That's for sure, dude.
Yeah.
She's got those big crazy girl eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so she puts her dirty feet.
I have to say she's pretty funny though.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Go to the beginning. Has this always been a thing? I'm trying to see how this evolves. All right. Right here, she's just like, I'm pretty.
And that's not getting her any followers, though. That ain't paying the bills, you know? And then she puts her dirty foot in the chicken wing.
That's the third one? The next one?
Yeah. So, oh, now.
And there probably was a huge reaction to this, probably, right?
Yeah, because this has like 2.4 million views.
There you go. So what happened was,
yeah,
I bet you it wasn't a plan. Or maybe it was the first time, but when you saw the reaction, right? Then you go like, I'm going to lean into this.
And then she.
Right? Because what's the post after this? Immediately after. It's another thing.
It's another foot, dirty foot.
Yeah.
Ugh, and
so
she's
got a huge reaction.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's her lane to put dirt. She's a nasty bitch. Savage. She's great. I fucking love her.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I'm fucking following.
Yeah.
Vita's cool.
Yeah, she's cool as shit.
Yeah.
Here this girl's wild, dude.
What's she saying here? Can we not hear?
Well, if you do, keep on watching. Hello, everyone. Do you want to know how to blow smoke out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, if you do, keep on watching.
Okay.
All you have to do is grab a water.
Butter?
And then put it like this, right? Okay, and then watch me and put those. You pop it.
Okay. Whoop.
Wow.
That was pretty impressive.
That's how you trick someone. So yeah, you gotta do is grab a water bottle.
She said bottle.
Twist it, and then put the smoke in your mouth. So if you want a fake vape, which I don't recommend. I don't recommend. But if you wanna look cool,
Use a fake water bottle and pop it.
Water bottle.
No need to vape, guys.
She can't say
no need to inhale none of that type of nonsense in your body because that is just toxic. All right? Be who you want to be. Stand up for yourself. And there's motivation, okay? Never let anyone bring you down. And if they want to bring you down, well, fuck them.
Yeah. That's a big thing on talk, too, isn't it?
Do you be... Apparently, this generation is consumed with being themselves. Which is interesting because as small children, you don't have to convince them how to be themselves. Little kids come out themselves.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to following your food content. Your food foot content.
Great, and great talk, guys. Thanks.
Very light, and you're very pretty, and I think I like you. All right. Speaking of talks.
I heard you bitches was looking for me. Bitch,
here I go.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. I learned from the master.
That was really aggressive.
I've been studying under you for years.
Really aggressive. Here we go.
¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Leonardo.
I thought that was just a solid, funny. And it's in Espanol, which you speak, so I thought you'd like that.
That's how your whole thing is going to go when you ask that person what their pronoun is. You know?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Very funny.
Yeah, that was awesome.
God. If you're listening, it's somebody not from the United States cuddling, sort of, with a bear, a young cub that's definitely growing. Mm-hmm. And the cub is nibbling its neck. It looks like it could just rip its neck out, mm-hmm. the person's neck out if they wanted to. Jesus Christ, that shit's so scary. That sound. It's like, hey, buddy, over here.
It sounds like it's growling. That doesn't sound like an affectionate purr, like when a cat purrs. Or that sounds like a... No. I'm going to bite you any second.
And sure does.
I'm licking flavors off your neck. Mm-hmm. You had barbecue for lunch. I like these flavors here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lick the borscht off your face, and then I'm going to eat your fucking head.
Oh. Yes, mommy. Look out this little bit. It looks like a fairy.
Oh, God.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No, man. Wow.
Very rare for a woman to scratch and sniff her butt crack in public.
Yeah.
I mean, look, everybody likes to sample their own, survey the land, so to speak. But
investigate,
but you don't do it in public, at a bar.
She did it real quick. She did it real
Nashville.
If you hadn't seen that, you've seen, she's when she did that, boop, like that. Oh, that's what that smells like, my asshole.
That's the first time I saw Bert Kirshner when he was picking you up in the ghetto when we lived in
Rampart. Yeah. You hadn't met him, and you go, I think Bert is outside.
Yeah.
And I go, you haven't met him. And you go, there's a guy smelling his fingers. And I go, that's him.
Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a guy in a huge truck. He had a truck, and he was sitting there going.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's got to be Bert.
Yep.
Like, so really intensely.
You're so right.
He still does that, right? Like, he's always
Oof. He's always investigating.
Is there anything less attractive than this?
Yeah,
like, this is the fucking universal. Ugh, like, I want to throw up.
Yeah, gross.
Ugh.
It's estimated that around 100,000 people die in hotel rooms every year, but a hotel doesn't have to tell you if someone's died.
I'd hate to tell you guys this, but they are absolutely correct. I pull dozens of bodies out of hotels and motels every year at my job as a medical legal death investigator. And the thing is, staying in a nicer hotel as opposed to a cheaper hotel isn't going to protect you from this any more than money is going to protect someone from dying. So what I try to do is basically find hotels that look like they're nice enough to have the money to spend on a good biohazard cleanup. That's free advice.
It's a nice message for the community watching right now.
Well, I thought you'd appreciate that because you like the informative talks. You said it is. You like to you learn how to do the book thing.
Yep.
And now this one. No, every time you on the road.
I mean, I know I've stayed in a room where a body's been before, for
you,
sure.
This point, you and I definitely.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I've seen carpets cut out of the floor, and there's been smells, and I've stayed at some really rough hotels. You know, not same. Now, but I mean, over the years, I have.
Yeah, one time I stayed in a hotel where the couple across the hall was in like a party suite with a jacuzzi or something. It was like not a nice hotel, so I don't know why they had a jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed out drunk and it flooded into the hallway.
That sounds
and
right.
Out. And then I woke up to the sound of them trying to air vacuum out the carpet and it smelled so bad.
Yeah.
It was like a Courtyard Marriott
Welcome
type.
Welcome to stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. The LOLs. LOLs.
I just got to address something, fool. Don't hit me up, fool. If you ain't about to fucking be obsessed with me, fool. Serio, because if you don't, I don't want it. Like, I need Roboto that's about to be obsessed with me.
I love her.
She is the shit.
Yeah.
This is the second time I think we've seen a clip of hers.
I'm deep in her. But Serio, homie, I love her. Serio, you got to be obsessed with me, okay?
Yeah.
I fucking love her.
She's not trying to fuck with you if you're not obsessed with her.
Obsessed with me. Serio, okay?
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tight.
She's tight as shit, dude.
That's tight.
That's what's up, girl. Yeah. Get it. Do you think she'll find someone?
Yeah.
Someone, some guy is going to
absolutely
be obsessed with her. Serio.
I think she'll have options.
Serio.
Yeah.
Taking my morning dump. Whoops. Little sneak peek. Whoops. Sorry.
Didn't like that one.
What didn't you like about
it? I didn't like anything about that.
What?
Why even share?
So this gentleman's unique in that I stitched a talk of him spitting at the camera.
That's him.
That's him.
Maybe that's why I don't like this one. I remember it on some level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got problems, emotional problems.
Looks like he broke his arm.
It looks like he got into an accident. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Poor guy.
Really cool. Thanks. I'm going to move on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do what they do, now look.
This is McDonald's.
Gotta pick up the nuggets.
That's the leader.
Still waiting.
Okay. Yeah.
You still look tasty.
Yeah. Okay.
Oof. It's so gross, right?
Yeah. It's so messy. That's rough. I mean, it's informative too. It's an informative talk, but it's the kind of informative, like, hey, now you know, just stay away from this, right? That was so fucking gross.
So fucking gross. So this is a McDonald's employee that's been posting.
They gotta hate this.
Well, I think he's wanting to get fired. So he's like, I don't give a shit. Fire me. I fucking hate working here.
Yeah.
So every day he posts behind the scenes of McDonald's and like how many squirts he can put of ketchup. And it's all automated and behind the scenes. And I thought it was really revolting. Being someone, I love McDonald's, even though they made us get back $2.3 million of advertising money. I'm still upset.
Most painful fucking financial experience of my life.
Yeah. But I still like their food. I like the taste. But to see it being made was pretty gross.
So gross. Did I tell you about the hotel worker in Virginia who, so there's this guy who is working in the hotel. I don't know if he's working. I'm sorry. I see him step out of the elevator and he's about 6'11", 7 feet tall. No shit.
Oh my God.
Like, you know,
he's a giant,
a total anomaly. Like, the kind of person you see, like, maybe once a year, maybe if you travel a lot, you're like, oh my God. So, when he came out of the elevator, I was like, oh, there's a professional basketball player right there, 7 foot tall, long dreads. And I look at him, I'm like, he's older, I'm like, he's a retired professional basketball player. And then he reaches in the elevator and he pulls out a cart. He's working at the hotel in like a janitorial capacity. And I'm like, wow. Just because you're seeing this enormous man, not 6'6", 6'7", like 7 feet tall. Mm. And I was like, holy shit. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that, like, you know, then, like, Sean meets me in the lobby and he's like, Jesus Christ, look at like that. Like, you just have to say something. So the next day I go to the gym, I work out. And when I go to take the elevator down, because the gym was on the top floor, he's standing outside the elevator too. And I'm like, how's it going, man? You know, I'm just like chatting him up and I'm trying to not bring up his height. You know, I'm like, I want to talk about it. And I know that's all anybody wants to talk about. So I have a knee brace on when I work out and a hand brace. And I'm like, you want to know how I got hurt?
They're thinking you volunteer at first.
And he's like, ugh. How'd you get hurt? I go, trying to dunk.
And
he goes, oh, yeah. And I go, yeah, I just wish I was a little bit taller. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, so are you from around here? And he was like, yep. And I go, how long have you worked here at the hotel? And he's like, just a few weeks. I was like, oh, no shit. And so put it in your head. It is a 7 foot tall black guy with long dreads.
Yeah.
And like a pretty big build. Not like, not fat, just like I'm saying. It's a big frame of a human being. And he's like, I just joined here a couple weeks ago. And I go, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I go, where'd you work before? Just making conversation. The reason it's taking so long is he goes, there's only one elevator working. The other elevators are out of service. They're coming to fix them right now. So we're having this like longer discussion. And I go, okay. I go, where'd you work before? And he goes, Burger King. And I go, really? And he goes, yep, but I'm so glad I don't work there anymore. And I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, why is that? He goes, because the kids there, they would smoke marijuana during breaks. Do you know what it's like to try to get work done when everyone else is smoking marijuana? And I was like, do you know how shocking it is to have this conversation with you right now? And I was like, no, that's crazy. And he's like, here, we're a team. We all support each other. We work together to give the, like, the customer is the best experience. And I was like, I am so sorry that I only want to talk about how tall you are. It was just, it was unbelievable. And then that was it. And then the elevator came. And he was letting me get on. He was like, here you go. I go, you can come on. Because they have, you know, sometimes they train them.
Yeah.
If you have a cart, wait for them. I go, there's one elevator. Come on the elevator. Yeah. He was like, okay, thanks.
Wow, it is disappointing that he wasn't a basketball player.
And wouldn't bring up how fucking huge he was. And yeah. I didn't push it. I just was trying to, like, you know, lead him into it.
Yeah, I mean, you have an obligation. When you have something that is abnormal about you, yeah, or it's the elephant in the room, you just, like, for instance, when I walk.
He knows every customer.
He knows. They just want to know about your height. So just let them. For instance, when I walk Bitsy, she's a very interesting looking dog. And I anticipate that everybody wants to know what breed is the dog and what's the, looks like an Ewok. I hear it 1,000 times when I take her out. So you just know.
He should introduce. He should be like 6'11" and I got the dick to match. Yeah. Like that should be how he starts conversations.
That's all anybody wants to know.
Like, oh, that's cool, man. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, I'd like to know that too. We've all been wondering.
I mean, can you imagine if he was just like starts unzipping. He's like, I know you want to see it. I'm like, wow, thanks, man. Like, all right.
Everybody wants to know.
Everybody does, you know?
I don't mind. Like, when people find out I'm married to a comedian, there's the same 5 questions. Like, do you guys crack each other up all the time? You make each other laugh. Who's funnier? Do you guys compete? How does that work? Were you guys both touring? Like, it's just
I get this exact same five questions.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just part of life.
And then you saying them right now just made me realize that I handle those just depending on the mood I'm in and the person who's asking. Mm. If it's like an old lady, I'll be like, oh, no. Yeah. No, we don't. Both travel. We take turns. Like, I'm real nice about it. If it's some fucking dipshit on a flight, I'm like, yeah, I gotta put my fucking music back on, man. And then don't talk.
Don't talk to me.
I'm like, yeah, no, it doesn't really work like that.
Tune out.
You know what I had to do like 3 times last week on a flight? Was I sat down and the guy was like, how's it going? And I already had earbuds in. Mm-mm. He's like, how's it going? So I took one out. I go, what's that? He goes, how's it going? I was like, oh, it's good. And I put it back in. Boop. And then he was like, so I was like, what's that? He's like, oh, yeah, it's gonna, it was like packed flight or whatever. And I was like, yeah, a lot of people on the flight. Put it back in. And then his mouth moved again, and I just went like, mm. like, gotta be kidding me. How are you not picking up on this?
I know. Yeah.
You see, I'm stopping. Get out of here, man.
I feel like it is code. Adults don't chat anymore on flights. I haven't chatted
if
with
someone's got
in
something
while.
In their ears, that's all the sign you need.
It's the code, especially, let's say you have a baseball cap, the earbuds, and then like workout clothes. That's the uniform.
I'll tell you about one time I didn't, though, right?
What do you mean?
One time I didn't have anything in my ears, and I was just looking at my phone, and this guy goes, excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me. And then he to whoever he's with, he goes, he's an asshole. He was trying to get me to move seats. And I was just like,
oh my God.
And then I was like, mm-hmm. And I did something I've never admitted to. I did feel bad about that.
Yeah.
So I, when I got up to go to the bathroom, I pretended to be hearing impaired.
What? How? Did you pretend to sign language?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
What?
Yeah.
You never told me this.
I know. I was super embarrassed by it.
So what did you do? You how do you sign toilet? Do you know? You were like, you know, in the toilet, like that. What? How did you do it?
I just saw the flight attendant. And I went, and she like, for whatever reason, even though I'm not using sign language, was like immediately was like this, and I was just trying to be like let them know that I can't hear.
You did not.
I swear. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're a wild one, Tom.
Yeah, I felt bad.
How long did you carry it on?
I guess 4.5 hours.
Oh my God. So when she took your drink order and like, do you want a food? You were like, you did like.
No, I did a lot of non-communication. So I like when the person came by, I'd be like.
You're super thirsty. You're like, yeah, I'm so fucking thirsty.
I'm so thirsty, but I want them to see that I can't hear.
You're a crazy person.
I know.
You're so crazy.
I know.
You know what story I was telling somebody? That time that guy put his bag in the first class baggage compartment, and you ripped it out and you threw it into economy.
Yeah. And I got lucky that a flight attendant like saw the story come together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And was feeling empathetic and stuff.
It could have kicked you right off.
Could have kicked me right off. And she was like, I see it. Yep. I know exactly. She's like, you're okay. Just, you want something to drink? Like she was.
How?
Yeah. And she did pick it up and put it into economy.
Yeah.
Like she didn't put it back where it was.
Right. So she knew you were in the right.
She did. And she was like, you're kind of overdoing it. But yeah. And I had one, I told you, I had one that one time was like looking for me to help them. And I regretted. She was like, this guy was like, can you hang this up? And she goes, where are you seated? And he was like 26C. And she was like, we don't hang. He's like, please. And she was like, no. And then she saw me. She goes, do you want your jacket hung up? She wanted me to say yes so that she could tell him no.
Yeah.
But I wanted to keep my jacket.
It's okay.
I know, but going back, I wish I would have said yes so that it would have fucked him up.
See, shithead? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw, I was just on.
She was like, I mean, she was so bothered by it.
She was so right. Yeah. I was on a plane. You know when couples, for some reason, don't get seated together on a flight and then they ask you if you wouldn't mind changing seats?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, I've seen it very rarely where the person's like, no, go fuck yourself.
You're looking at one.
You won't change for the couple?
I have and I haven't.
Yeah. You've said no to the request.
Three or four times. Yeah.
See, I was on the plane. I saw someone say no.
Here's the only criteria for me. Is it the same, like, seating situation that I have? I booked this for a reason.
You want to be in the aisle.
Yeah,
whatever.
I like aisles.
Yeah.
I like to be able to get up as often as I want. Yeah. And not have the anxiety. So if they're like, hey, you move there? Sure, where is it? And they're like, it's a window. No.
This is not the comparable seating arrangement.
Is it an aisle back there so that you can sit in this aisle with someone here? Sure. Yeah.
Do you tell them that?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
You just go, no.
Sometimes I say no before the question is over. Yeah.
You're just like, sir, do you mind?
I go, I'm
if
not
we,
moving.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Hold on, ready? Yeah. I don't know. I just, I'd like to sit next to you on the phone. Let's ask him. Sir?
Oh, I'm not going to move.
Wow, just said that. What
you know,
asshole.
One time the lady said, what? You're not even letting me finish asking. So I said, okay, go ahead. And she was like, would you mind sitting over there? So that I go, I knew what the question was. It's still no. Sit over there, you dumb fucking cunt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dumb cunt burgers.
Dumb cunt burgers, yeah. No, I didn't say that. I just was like, no. But I have accommodated other couples. Here's the thing. I regretted moving once. In the only reason I say no to that, I one time did take the window, and I regretted it.
You didn't
like
it.
So I was like,
it.
Why
yeah.
did I mean, I booked this.
Yeah, this is your responsibility. Yeah, listen, you can book your flights in a timely fashion such that you may pick your seats in advance.
Yeah.
And, so, and not only that, part of me goes, you're a grown-up. You can't be
sit apart on
for
a flight
2 hours. Yeah, like shut the fuck up, grow up.
I mean, I sat with many years ago Serena Williams on a flight. She was dating a guy at the time. Do you know where he sat? In another row, and they didn't ask to move because they're fucking children.
Yeah,
they're like, this is a flight.
Yeah,
we're in the same space.
I know that there are many flights you wish you and I could have been seated separately.
Like.
Most of them. You're like, chatty, chatty Kathy over here. Headphones on. I'm done eating. Remember that? Where were we going?
I think South Africa.
That was the craziest time. We were eating our meals next to each other. I'm sitting at the window. You're in the aisle. And then, what is it? Then we were eating together.
Eating and talking a little bit, I guess. And then I finished eating and I put my headphones on and you go, I'm still eating. And I was like, okay. And you're like, could you talk to me?
Could you talk to me a little bit? I'm still eating. Yeah.
And so then I had to take them off and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. That's the trip I learned not to eat tacos before a flight to Africa.
I remember.
I tell that story a lot.
I know.
Yeah, don't eat tacos on the way to Africa.
All right. It's a long Let's do two more, flight. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a guy. It's a baby one. I told you there was one in there. I told you. Be nice now. Be nice, and I'll return you to your mother.
Oh, my God. No. Negative. Don't like.
Don't squirrels carry rabies?
Squirrels are just cuddly rats.
Yeah, I love them. They're cute as shit, but I think it's very, you're not supposed to touch them, I think, right? I know that bats carry rabies, and there are signs here in Austin that you should not be touching bats because they, small rodents and legomorphs, I don't know, are almost never found to be infected with rabies. Oh, and have not been known to transmit rabies to humans.
Oh, there you go.
Very good. Never mind. You can go ahead and French a squirrel anytime you want.
Actually, there you go.
Salmonella.
Bacteria found in droppings causes diarrhea, abdominal cramps, fever, Lyme disease, spread by the ticks. Squirrels can carry symptoms include nerve pain, stiffness, and inflammation of the brain or spinal cord. Okay.
Touching a squirrel may not be the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrels have sharp claws that may accidentally claw an individual upon touch. They can carry diseases such as typhus, leptospirosis, I don't know, and can also carry parasites such as fleas and tick. Cool.
I mean, you know.
Don't touch a squirrel.
I don't know. I think this guy's okay.
He's already got rabies. He's got them crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Let me emphasize by saying I'm not a professional knife fighter, nor do I know if this is the correct way to fight. This is just what I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think we got it.
He's showing you. Watch it. It's informative. I thought you liked these.
And my thought here is,
what's your thought?
Him upside a wall by his neck, right into the gut.
Yeah.
Wall, gut.
Always doing it on the left side.
Surprised me on that one, yeah.
Can you attack somebody like this?
I mean, you could.
It's not legal, right?
He looks like he looks like a hobbit.
Yeah.
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 Oh, sorry, TikTok. Don't use this clip on TikTok. Oof.
Yeah,
That's a terrible choice in facial hair.
Terrible. I like these guys that give tutorials on self defense.
Those are the
from
best.
Their apartments yeah. or their garages.
He's like, I don't know if this is how you should do this, but here's how to do this.
Yeah, totally ill-equipped to give a tutorial on knife play.
All right. We should wrap this up, Gene.
You feel good?
Yeah. It was fun.
It was a good time. Joel Thank Osteen. You
guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. This is Little Brick Building featuring Uncle Shine by Chef Zeff and Wiley B.
Oh.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye, Gene.
Bye.
Come on, I don't care where you're from. Brobridge, Appaloosa, Church Point. Come on, bring it to me. Uh-huh. It's beautiful. Uh-huh, how big it is. One time, she got a little brick building. One time. She got a little brick building. One time. She got a little brick building. One time. Aye, aye, aye. She got a little brick building. One time. She got a little brick building. One time. She got a little brick building. One time. I'ma tear her drawers up. Touch your ass, I promise you, it's church. Oh, yeah, my baby, it's church. My baby girl, I'ma make you feel good, baby. I promise you, in God's eyes, the way you've been in over like this, just give me one chance, please, my baby. Yeah, give me one chance, my baby girl. I wanna eat your ass one time. One time, she got a little brick building. One time, she got a little brick building.
building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
Aye, aye, aye. She got a little brick building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
I'ma tell her all up.
Well, come on with it. Show me.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
Aye, aye, aye.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
She got a little brick building.
One time.
I'ma tear her all up.
Like I see, yeah, 'cause you ain't never had that feeling before. Be a woman.